Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and a spiritual director. Her preaching is entitled, God's Vision Made Manifest in Jesus.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Stop judging, that you may not be judged. For as you judge, so will you be judged. And the measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother or sister's eye, yet do not perceive the wooden beam in your own eye? How can you say to your brother or sister, 'Let me remove that splinter from your eye,' while the wooden beam is in your eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter from your brother or sister's eye." And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. This small section of Matthew's gospel is entitled, "Do Not Judge." And when our community came together to pray with and to apply this text to our own lives, it seemed we were all challenged, as we could own the truth of being people, women, well-practiced in the art of judging. Our conversation took us in many directions, yet the constant theme was one of owning our tendency to judge, be it harshly or gently. It would seem we often judge life and others depending on which spectacles we are wearing at the time. If we are looking through the lens of compassion, through the eyes of Jesus, we tend to judge ourselves and others with compassion. While if we are feeling irritable and frustrated, the judgment is more harsh and demeaning of the other. How well Jesus understood human nature. "The judgment you give will be the judgment you receive." I like to think Jesus also had a lovely sense of humour. Why do you observe the splinter in your brother or sister's eye and never notice the plank in your own? Well, this exaggeration really got the lesson home. We were in agreement that when we pray and reflect, provided we are in tune with our own plank, we can begin to understand the speck in the eye of the other. Often the very habit we don't like in the other can be a mirror to show us something we have not attended to in ourselves. Thus the other is a gift from God, helping us to know ourselves better. As the young ones today remind us, if you spot it, you've got it. The very comforting aspect of this is that what we admire and even envy in another is also within us, perhaps as yet not recognized. As we trust God's grace, we are taken deeper into becoming more aware of the giant plank problems all around us in our world. This grace highlights the strange reality that at the same time we fret and worry about the specks in our midst. Little things can so easily get out of proportion. This can be a real wake-up call in time to judge our own ability to show compassion and love for the bigger picture, God's dream for our world. God longs for us to be Jesus incarnate in our world in a non-judgmental, non-violent way. As always, Jesus is our model and shows us from his life how to keep the speck and the plank in perspective. So often we expect others to perform according to our standards or demands, perhaps without even knowing their situation or their story. Once we know these, we are shown reasons beyond their control for making it difficult, if not impossible, for them to meet our requests or demands. It can be a very salutary lesson to hear how others perceive us and their honest judgment of us. We tend to judge life from where we stand, which makes it very important for us to stand in the shoes of the other before we make any judgment. And above all, the call is to stand in the footprints of Jesus and learn from him how to take the plank out of our own eye in order to see clearly how to remove the splinter from the eye of the other. Hopefully, in this way, our judgments will be constructive, moving us towards seeing the good in the other and encouraging us to see what is life-giving in a bigger vision, the dream of God made visible in Jesus and hopefully incarnate in us. And then maybe the words I read the other day from Pope Francis, encouraging seminarians to pray for docility when they are rigid, his words, "Only transformed by the word of God will you be able to communicate words of life." Amen, and thank you.